This is John Mill with a quick comment. So now Chick-fil-A has become politicized. If you eat more chicken, as the cows advise, you are homophobic and oppose gay marriage, like Chick-fil-A's president and CEO Dan Cathy, which sounds like a hermaphrodite name. Naturally, Rick Santorum and Mike Huckabee are rising to the defense of Chick-fil-A because, as everybody knows, the Christian majority in the U.S. is constantly under attack by the 14% of us seculars. If any of these defenders of God's will had ever gone to a real school and learned any useful history, they would know that there is nothing novel about going against God's will. We just call it science, or medicine, or social progress. Remember when Ben Franklin's lightning rod was a defiance of God's will to smite sinners? I'm pretty sure God is over that. Religion says the world and everything in it was created in 6 days by an entity that somehow created itself. Science says the world and everything in it evolved from pre-existing material, whose origin is unknown. Religion says the world is flat. We've seen its true contours from space. Religion says the Earth is the center of the universe. Science says there is no center of the universe, and the universe is infinite, and Earth is only a dust mote in it. Religion says weather is caused by their notoriously bipolar deity in response to the moral depravity of his intelligent design. Science says weather is caused by physical processes that would occur even without humans or gay marriage. Religion says disease is caused by defective faith. Science says it's caused by germs and viruses and spread by bad sanitation. Religion says insanity is caused by demon possession. Science says it's caused by chemistry. I don't patronize the Christian chicken store for health reasons, but now I've got an even better reason not to go to Chick-fil-A, and I don't mean just because they donate money to bigoted causes. I avoid Chick-fil-A because I can eat healthier at home. I'm not worried about God's will. Humanity has done better in direct proportion to our violation of God's will.